My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's talk about this. How concerned are we with the Guardians right now? Tell me.
So, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, the problem that I have with it is I can't get below a 5 due to the fact that they're going to make the wild card. So, like, even if they miss out on the Central, they're going to end up making the wild card. So I can't get like, oh my God, the horror, the terror, everything's going down. Like, I can't get there because you're going to make the playoffs. It's just a matter of, do you want to start these series at home, or do you only want like one home game in between? Like, that's the thing with this, is no matter what, they're making it. So I can't get like, oh, so like hell, a 6. I mean, maybe that's where I am as like a 6. It's like, okay, the bullpen's getting a little on a tired end. They really only have 2 starters that can go more than 5 innings. Like, that's a concern. And I'm kind of with Travis. You know, Travis Sawchuk joined us a little bit earlier. I had this to say when it came to the bats.
And bad luck in terms of batting average on balls in play. The league average is around 300. Usually they're batting, they have a BABIP of 246 over the last month. So that's 20 points less than the 29th ranking team out of 30. So they've had some really, I mean, maybe part of that's weak contact, but they've also just had some really bad offensive fortune. And I think, you know, Stephen Kwan has really struggled over the last weeks. And I think, you know, they overachieved first half offensively, and now we can always count on regression, good and bad in baseball, and the regression gods have come after them the last month or so. But I do think going into September, I think even Bo Naylor on that interview said once we get past this stretch, and I do think they could be in for a better offensive stretch, but you know, at the deadline, it would have been nice to see some different reinforcements come in. Lane Thomas, he's great against left-handed pitching for his career, but he's below average against right-handed pitching, and to have him playing most days, I don't think he helps you against right-handed pitchers who you see most often. I think, you know, Kyle Manzardo, is there some minor league help they can call upon? So I do think they need some help, but I also think offensively they're bound for some positive regression.
All right, here's where I am with this. I'm wondering if they're going to call some guys up from the minors, right?
I think they need to.
Okay, I think we all see that. And normally, like, when we see that, it takes like 24 hours, 48 hours before that actually happens. Well, I mean, you can kind of read it sometimes.
And especially with September 1 so close to being around the corner,
you
where
get
they can
two
expand
extra
the
spots.
Roster.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I think you're going to see George Valera up here. I think you're – brace yourselves, Guardians fans. I think you're going to see Gabriel Arias up here too. I think that's the other one that's going to find his way here because he's hitting really well. And we're hearing from a lot of different angles that – he's messed with some stuff in his swing to get better, hit
mechanics.
The ball a little bit harder. Yeah. So I think those are the ones you're going to kind of see. I can't get maybe even like I can't get past a 6 on it. And it's just because they're going to make the playoffs. And we've all learned since the beginning of baseball, the playoffs are just a completely different animal. And the regular season can give you some look into how the playoffs go, but you get there and all of a sudden you just have four bullpen arms, two starters catch fire, and three bats, and all of a sudden you're in the World Series.
I don't have the same confidence you do. It's not that I'm not disappointed with the season either. So I'm it's kind of in this, I don't want to say meh, limbo. But I do know, like, I was watching yesterday's game, and I'm riding the wave of every pitch in that game yesterday. It feels like playoff baseball to me, that they know they've got to win these games. And when they got down yesterday, when Witt hits the home run yesterday, I'm like, why are we pitching to this guy? I just don't understand. And I understand philosophy of guy's first hitter, or maybe you don't want to put somebody on because the bases are loaded, or maybe first base isn't occupied, but you're going to have to squeeze the guys over to load the base. When you're going up against, and I think Witt only had, what, four or five hits in the series. So I kind of like can see it a little bit, but there, it just, you know it. Like, it doesn't take analytics to know that Bobby Witt shouldn't see anything near the middle of the plate. So he hits the home run yesterday, and I'm just like, here we go again. Like, you can't self-destruct. Meantime, they ended up doing a great job. They came back in yesterday's game, and then they popped themselves back up into first place. So, it, you know, part of it is entertaining, and the fact that we're even talking about the Guardians is entertaining. We easily could be sitting here talking about the Browns 24-7, right? Especially this time of year.
And some people would say we do.
Yeah, well, we don't. I can tell you that we've talked a lot more about the Guardians, especially the last couple weeks, than we have in a while, because it's still interesting. And you can sit here and you can rip Steven Vogt, you can rip the front office, you can rip the players, you can rip the announcers, you can rip anybody you want. But the fact that you're doing that means that you're engaged. If you can create negative energy, you're creating energy, and that means you care about what's going on. So now what do they say? Like, I just don't still, I mean, I can look all day at the standings on ESPN, which Steven Vogt says you shouldn't be doing anyway, right? And I can see that it's a 95.5% chance of making the playoffs. Only the Yankees and Orioles have a better percentage of making the playoffs than the Guardians do right now. Okay? They're at 99.8. That's the Yankees, and 99.1 for the Orioles. And it wasn't too long ago the Guardians were sitting at like 96, 97. They dropped back to 92 at one point, which might have even just been 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago. So, like, I'm watching that. I'm keeping my eye on that. I still don't have, like, that magical faith that this thing couldn't fall flat on its face. And I'm not trying to be negative. And maybe it's just the Clevelander in me because I'm so used to being disappointed. And maybe I'm trying to set myself up for disappointment so I can say, well, I can see this coming. And, you know, we say things like, whoever thought this team could be this good? And, oh, my God, I can't believe that they're having such a hot start. Wow, wow, wow. Wait a minute, what's going on? They are really struggling in August. Oh, man, that one slump or that two slumps that they had in August where, you know, Baltimore took care of them, Arizona, and then, you know, half of that series against Minnesota in August, that wasn't a whole lot of fun. And then when they start, you know, end of July, they lost three with two to San Diego. And then Detroit, how'd they lose to Detroit? Like, you can look at all of this. And then you get to that Milwaukee series, and you see you drop two against the Yankees, and then, you know, Texas got one. And then all of a sudden you win a two in a row, and you're like, oh, maybe they're back. And then Kansas City wins three straight. So it hasn't been a lot of fun. It's been more frustrating than fun, I'd say, over the last month. It was a lot of fun to start the season. My point is, when you're rolling out winning streaks,
you're always having more fun. Sorry.
No, that's all right. My point is, even if it's negative, you're still engaged, right? You're still kind of like, okay, I care. I still care, and I do. I care about what's going on with this team, and I want to see them win. I just don't want to. The hard part is I don't like watching games where they self-destruct. Pass ball, allowing runs, right? Pitching to guys they shouldn't be pitching to. Leaving a guy in a little bit too long. And I'm not. It's not me ripping Steven Vogt on that. It's just like we can all see it from a mile away. And sometimes I think when you're at the ballpark and you're sitting in the dugout and you're watching the game a little bit different, sometimes they miss some of the things that just seem so obvious on the outside. Hey, you got to make contact when the bases are loaded.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's less than two outs. You have to make contact. You can't stand there with a bat on your shoulder. You can't. I don't care what level it is. I don't care. You can't. You, if you're going to go down fighting. It's ridiculous to not even give yourself a chance and let the umpire make the decision for you. That drives me insane. Get the bat. You're a professional hitter. Get the bat off your shoulder. But now we're sitting here and you got Pittsburgh coming in, and some people will say the schedule looks a little bit more favorable down the stretch. I'm not buying any of that garbage. Every team's a Major League Baseball team. They've struggled with the bad teams this year, and I still think there's a Boston's six back. They're six up on Boston if you want to look at them from a wild card perspective, which you shouldn't be. You should be looking at they're one game up. And then I think, they're about six, somewhere six and a half.
They would have to, yeah. Boston is the six-game lead over Boston for making the wild card if they find themselves in that situation. Yes.
Right.
But Boston's
which, by the way, is like a week and a half in baseball terms.
Boston's a mess. So, I mean, the solution in Boston was to bring in 44-year-old Rich Hill to start a game. Like, Boston's a mess right now. It's the reason why I can't
why?
Get
we're bringing
higher
up
than...
We're bringing up starters and not letting them start.
Yeah, but they're not 44 years old.
No, that's true.
I mean, that's...
Maybe two of them together.
I love watching Rich Hill pitch. Like, it makes me smile every time to watch all of his weird arm angles and different curveballs and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the fact that he finishes fastballs looking like a Rockette, like, it's outstanding. I enjoy every last bit of it. But the guy's 44 years old. And when bringing a 44-year-old in is your answer, you've got problems. So, it's why I can't get super upset with this. Because I don't see the Red Sox as a viable team. I don't see the Tigers as a viable team. They're still young. They're still figuring it out. And they've got the Javi Baez contract holding them down every single day. The Mariners canned their manager because they couldn't hit. And it's not like they're going to magically start hitting now that they fired Scott Servais, because Lord knows how many times that guy had to pick up a bat. Like, I can't get upset by this. I'm a six because I can't get lower than a six because I think they're still going to make the playoffs. And so, yeah, they're going to bring up a George Valeri. Yeah, they're going to bring up Kyle Manzardo. I think Steven Kwan is going to snap out of this because I think he's too good of a hitter to hit this poorly the entire second half. And more than anything, to walk this few in the entire second half than he is right now. I think he's going to snap out of it. Jose Ramirez is still excellent. Josh Naylor has had a horrid second half. It can only go up from here. Like, I just don't think they're this bad with the sticks. I think that's going to turn around. I don't know what's going to come with the starting pitching help, but I've questioned that all damn season. And they have done nothing but stick it in my face between getting five innings from random people, bringing up Matt Boyd and, you know, letting him go Houdini. Like, as long as that continues, life is good. Maybe Alex Cobb comes back and looks like Alex Cobb. Great. Now all of a sudden you got somebody else who'd go five, six innings. Like, I feel like the solutions are right there in front of them, and it's just going to take time. And so I can't get higher than a 6 because they're still going to make the playoffs.
All right, where are you on the panic meter? I'm still asking that. Do you still feel good? Yes, ESPN says 95% chance of making the playoffs. Can you lean into that and just go, okay, I'm going to take a lot of deep breaths. I'm going to watch them play Pittsburgh. We'll see what happens against Kansas City. Dodgers are going to be tough, but you still got the White Sox on the other side of that, Tampa and Minnesota. I mean, that's kind of where you're looking at the season right there. Then you finish up at St. Louis, and you got Cincinnati down the stretch and in Houston. So you can see that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but what do they have to do to get there? Where are you on the panic meter? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.